Here with head coach Ryan Poley after the Terriers 15-7 win over Air Force, and coach, just your general thoughts from today's game.
I thought it was a convincing win. Was pleased at how we responded at halftime. Really challenged the boys to kind of just clean up our details. You know, we failed a couple clears in the first half, went offsides a couple of times, took a couple rush shots, had some defensive breakdowns. You know, I thought Will played really well in that first half, you know, in order to kind of, you know, only give up 3 goals. We continued to ride at a really high clip. I thought that was really part of the turning point in the third quarter. I thought Matt Fritz was excellent in the third quarter, giving us possession. And then when we didn't score, we just rode it at a really high clip and turned some of those, you know, failed clears into 2 goals. So, you know, T made the one play, and then Barnsey made the play and threw the ball ahead to Core, who made the nice finish. So I thought the third quarter was really the difference in the game between winning faceoff, winning ground balls, getting the stops that we needed to do, and then, you know, playing up-tempo lacrosse and making some really good decisions. So all the credit to the boys.
Yeah, how important are those types of goals? You know, I mentioned Will Barnes causes a turnover, gets it up to Jimmy in transition. Guys were obviously fired up for Will on that one. And then Connor Kemp made a great play to set up another goal in transition. Just how much, not only do you score 2 goals, but how much energy does that give the bench?
You know, they're like momentum plays where, you know, every time that the other team doesn't clear the ball, we don't have to play defense. So it's, you know, we really stress that. Our attack really buys into it. Our offensive midfielders, our D-mids, LSM's defense goalies, you know, that's just an opportunity for us to get a defensive stop. And it's a cherry on top, and we can turn that quickly into an offensive scoring opportunity. And we get a ton of energy when we just turn teams over in our ride. But if we can, you know, transition that and get a great scoring opportunity, you know, even better. So, you know, credit to Coach Lippo and his game plan. He's working really hard at the ride, made some adjustments after the Brown game. We rode him really successfully, and, you know, it was a critical part of, you know, when we stretched the lead out in that third quarter.
Offensively, the attack unit continued to click. Tim Shanahan, 5-2. Jimmy O'Connell had 1-3, and then Jimmy Core, 2-1. And then midfield, you know, Mike Rooney with 4 goals. Just how pleased were you with the offense?
I thought we shared the ball really well today. I think we have been struggling with our shooting percentage. So, you know, I think Coach Lippo was really stressing making that one more extra pass, you know, really diving into the goalie scout and shooting the scout. And really creating those really high-scoring opportunities where the ball's inside or it's a step-down shot uncontested. And there was, you know, multiple examples where kids made one more pass that led to a really high-scoring opportunity. I thought we shot the ball much better than we have been. But, yeah, that attack group has been pretty special, have been really complementary to one another. You know, Jimmy Core has kind of been, you know, leading the way with just kind of doing everything between shooting, you know, getting others involved. And then certainly T has been great, you know, in his early career of just manufacturing plays and constantly putting stress on the defense. And Jimmy O'Connell has just been unbelievable at doing all the little things, making the extra pass, getting the tough ground balls, catching those tough feeds inside, kind of quarterbacking our offense with two younger players out there, and just been really pleased with that unit.
And how nice was it, you know, Tim Shanahan, just 2 assists against Brown, but, you know, here ends up with 5-2. Just not necessarily a bounce-back game, but yep. Just to see him be able to game in and game out, even if he's not scoring, he's contributing, but for him to get 5-2 here.
Well, I just think we're pretty balanced, and if it's hard to go into a game as a defensive coach and just say, hey, if we shut down 11, then, you know, 14 can get off, or, you know, one is such a smart player that, you know, if we're not smart off ball, then he's going to find the open player. So just we're looking for consistency on the offensive end and just continuing to get or to have high quality possessions that lead to high scoring opportunities.
How nice it was to see Matt Fritz have that big third quarter. I know
that
he had a tough game against Brown, but to bounce back here and come up.
Yeah, there. Fritz has been close. So we certainly wanted to have confidence in him. And, I, you know, he was on the whistle in the first half, and statistically, Didn't do great, so you know we regrouped at halftime. We have all the confidence in the world in Matt, and continued to be on the whistle. Worked on his reverse exit a little bit, and got some tough ground balls. So it was great to have Fritz back. I thought Madden did a nice job, and Dane got in for the one. So you know I was pleased with you know the face-off personnel. We need to continue to get better on the wing. We left a few ground balls off there. We fouled twice on the face-off, which you know we you know fouled a little bit too much today. So you know it was a good game, but we still have a lot to work on.
And four man up has to be good to see there.
Yeah, I was really excited for Coach Lippo. You know he's done a tremendous job in all facets, but you know to one of his areas that he's exceptional at is the man up, and just we got high quality shots, just really patient. Didn't matter what Air Force threw at us, the guys made great reads, whether they pressed or sat back, and you know had four really good scoring opportunities, and guys made plays.
And finally, how nice is it to be 4-0 going into a very challenging, competitive Patriot League schedule?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been great at Nickerson Field over, and I might have said this in an earlier press conference. So that was really something that the seniors wanted to stress, is be great on our home field. So to have three games in a row, come out 3-0, you know, really sets us up nicely for the league. And listen, the league is going to be as competitive as ever. You know, multiple teams in the top 20. You know, multiple teams receiving votes. So it's really going to be a super competitive league. And you know, I told the guys in the locker room, this is great. We're 4-0, but we're moving on to the next stage of our season. But we do have to treat it like just another game, and we have to get better this week. We have to prepare, and then come Saturday, we just have to play the way that BU lacrosse plays, stick to our identity, and play a great game.